sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
Here's Knockout Radio. What's going on, everybody? Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
It is.
We're going to talk about last night's charity event. Absolutely. With the legend, Titus O'Neil.
Speaking of Ray Flores, it is a boxing segment starting off with a ring set up at the food fight.
Who won?
St. Pete.
Did they?
Attaboy.
We're 1-1.
It's 1-1. So, yeah. And they each won on the opposing turf. So last year, Tampa came to St. Pete and was victorious. This time around, St. Pete took it on Tampa's home turf.
So does that mean next year it'll have to go down to like Manatee County?
It's
going to
be in the middle of the
Pasco.
Bay. It's going to be on a barge in the middle, floating around.
It needs to be a large barge.
We could take that new one, that new taxi, a water taxi, is reinstated November 1st.
Right, but you're not going to have enough food, enough vendors, enough, you know,
customers. We just need enough boats.
You just need enough food for me. All right, real quickly, scheduled on today's program, momentarily, Mike Perry.
Platinum Mike Perry.
Hopefully he remembers it's FCC.
Yes.
You know, he does a great liner. A great liner.
Can't use it. Not here.
Not on this particular program.
I got to say, the FCC thing really helped me with these school presentations I've been doing. I've been able to control myself and actually talk to the kids without bleeping myself out.
Well, I'm glad you've learned something here.
Yeah, thanks for that. It took a while, but.
After Mike Perry, Bobby Gunn.
Bare knuckle legend.
Ken Shamrock, next hour. And you and Ken need to step it up.
What do you mean?
My back is killing me.
Carrying all of our
carrying
picks.
You too.
Yeah. Well, it's only beat Ken Shamrock. It never said beat the Naked Pizza Man.
So we need to change it. We need to change it. We're giving away too much swag.
Okay. So you need Ken to start winning.
Well, either that or we need to say you have to beat one of the three of us. Well, we know you're awful. So one of the two of us. Let me tell you how it broke down.
Oh, boy.
Ken Shamrock, 3-4 last week.
Ouch.
Knucklehead U, 3-4 last week.
Ouch.
6-1 me.
So if I push against Ken Shamrock, that's really a win. It's like a casino.
No, it's a tie, like kissing your sister.
Oh, boy. That was her just chiming in. She's very offended.
Well.
But it was actually a true statement.
Okay. Well, speaking of offended, you better be careful, because if you get me mad again, I'm bringing Mike Perry to Tour de Pizza so that he can take it out on you. Mike Perry, how are you?
Yo, what's up? How you doing, bro? I'm doing well.
You in Arizona?
New Mexico, baby. New Mexico.
Oh,
I'm
that's
at
right.
Jackson
that's,
Wink, where John Jones is. Just finished up a wrestling class. And I hate wrestling, by the way, but I was killing them out there this morning, so I'm feeling pretty good, man.
Awesome. The only thing worse than me saying Arizona and not New Mexico is I've been to Jackson Winklejohn's gym. I've stayed 3 nights at Greg Jackson's house, and I still said Arizona, not New Mexico. The things are not
all right,
good.
Man. It's not there's not many places with skies as beautiful as this, views as beautiful as this, man. I was actually driving right now and, you know, looking at the mountains and the clouds coming down on top of them. It's, you know, it's kind of wintertime, but I'll be out here riding a motorcycle. I'm actually in my friend's car right now, but, man, it's really pretty out here, man.
Before I ask you some MMA-related questions, because some fans, I'm sure, want to know, what is kind of winter? You know, as you know, we're from Florida. You're from Florida. What's kind of winter? 75?
Okay, so... So yesterday, no. Yesterday, as I was about to turn on my motorcycle to get on the highway, there was a car that just came off the highway on my right side that was turning onto the regular road, and it had come from the mountains, and it had snow all over it. snow and ice all on top of it and all over it. And you know, down here a little bit lower at 5,000 feet, the cars didn't really have snow on them yet, but he must have been up there 8,000, 9,000 feet on top of the mountain, and he had snow and ice all over his car, and I was on a motorcycle with no gloves, by the way. I got to go buy some gloves today so my hands don't get frostbite.
All right, well, you and I need to sit down and have a conversation. Before you go buy things like that, you need to email me, and we get sponsorship so that they send you those types of things.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. You know what I mean? I don't be out here asking for sponsors, man. I don't ask for free stuff. I fight for the things that I'm going to buy for myself, things that make my life more comfortable. I spend my money on those things. You know, if you want to buy me like an AP or like a Rolly, you know, covered in diamonds and stuff like that, that would be cool. Or like, you know, a BMW or a boat or something like that. You know, and those are the sponsors I'm looking for because I just don't make enough.
We'll work on that. You know, I've had car sponsorships before. I got a free car, not a lease, a free car to Tony Saunders, who used to play for the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
A free Hyundai Sonata or something? What was it?
Honestly, it was something like that, but still.
Still
free. Yeah, I'm good. I got a 6.3 AMG back at the crib in Florida. Like, I need a nice car, you know what I'm saying? I just buy a Hyundai Sonata. That's what, 10, 20 grand?
That's what you're fighting for. Hey, explain to us what you can learn. What's the difference that you can learn from a fight after a win or after a defeat? Are there different things you can learn?
Man, I guess after the last fight, that was a win that I learned more from than any other fight. Maybe it was just the place my mind was in. I saw things in that fight differently. Even, I don't know if you saw, I posted a sparring video the other day of me and another UFC fighter, a Chinese guy named Keenan Song. I don't know. My mind's just in a different place lately. I see the videos and I see things in myself and I see things in my opponents and I just see everything totally different. It could be something I've seen a million times before, but I see it totally different now. I don't know. I guess I'm growing up or something.
Well, is it also things as small as fighting in your hometown in Orlando, getting away from home, getting away from, you know, what you're accustomed to? And partly, you know, every day we all grow up a little bit more and we all get a little bit older.
Yeah, I think being uncomfortable helps, but I'm finding my comfort here in New Mexico, too. I got some good people around me. I have good times out here. The people of Albuquerque are very kind, and they love their fighters. That's for sure.
What can you tell us about?
It is just a little different than what I'm used to. I guess that makes me work a little harder. I guess that makes me work a little harder. And I don't know. I'm taking it. I know that I'm getting older, and I'm like, this is my chance to change my life,
but I gotta get me a win streak going. I gotta get.
That's the only way you turn your life. You have to win again,
and you have to keep on winning. You gotta win like 20 times in order to really get the type of money that I'm looking for.
More importantly, you need to stay in the same area while you're talking so you don't keep floating in and out, so I know what you're saying.
I'm sorry.
It is all good. Talk to us.
I was on the move because, you know, it's not 2:15 yet here. I wasn't expecting you for another couple of hours here. I didn't know that we were talking East Coast time.
2:15 East Coast. Well, next time I'll be more specific. It's always East Coast. You and I are East Coast. So no matter where we are across the country. You know, we'll have to go with that. Talk to us a second about your opponent, obviously, Cowboy. How big of a fight is this? And is it as big of a fight as a lot of people think it is because of the name Cowboy, because of the record of Cowboy, because of the importance of the fight for you, or all of the above?
I'm not even thinking about Cowboy. I'm just thinking about me and bettering my life. I mean, it is Cowboy giving me this opportunity. He's got the bigger name here, but my name's on the rise. People know to expect when they when they're gonna see a Platinum Mike Perry fight. And you know, that's what we've been working on all camp, is just a better Platinum Mike Perry, rather than focusing so much on what Cowboy's gonna try to do. We focus on what I'm going to do and how I'm gonna do it. And you know, it's no big deal, bro. It's just another day in the office. It's a regular day.
What does it mean to you, Mike, when fans on Twitter, on the Book of Face, you know, in public, when they get so excited when they know Mike Perry is going to have a fight? They know it's going to be a great fight. How exciting is that for you to hear that?
I'm grateful for that. I put a lot of hard work into this so that people will want to watch me fight, and that the UFC will continue to give me fights, you know, as my career, you know, as the future comes, you know what I'm saying? As time moves on, like, it's just, this is my destiny, right? This is what I'm going to be doing. This is it for me. I'm going to be fighting until somebody wants me to be on camera and sell something or make a movie, or, you know what I'm saying? Those are the dreams. Those are the things I want to do. Or make some rap videos. Let's go. I mean, he really going to jump on a song. I think he need to give me that 5G's. He put out that contest, and I made the verse, and my verse is better than any verse I've seen. So I think I won.
Who's deciding that? Is Woodley deciding that, or is that going to be something that's out on the internet, or how do we get a winner?
Yeah, I don't know. I posted yesterday on my story. I was like, y'all, go tell T. Woodley that the contest is over. Like, when do we decide? Obviously, I'm pretty sure that you, I'm sorry, T. Woodley, but that's, you got what you was looking for when you put that contest out there. You got my verse. And, you know, I know it happened quick, but that's how God works. God works funny like that. Like, you think you're still looking for something else, but, like, the what you was looking for was right there in front of your face since the beginning. Like, I let them know as soon as the contest came out. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm dropping a verse, bro. It's already over. Like, I already got it. It's done.
That's awesome. So when Hollywood makes the F Platinum Mike Perry movie, who plays Mike Perry, or are you going to pull a Sylvester Stallone and say the only person that can play me will be me? Me meaning you.
Hey, if we make a movie on Platinum Mike Perry, you know, it's going to be me playing me or something. Well, I wouldn't mind if another actor, a big name or something, like, tried to portray me. That would be really cool, man. If somebody else tried to act like Platinum Mike Perry for a whole movie, that would be so tight. But I'm saying I can do movies with other roles. Like, put me in, like, a gangster movie. Let me play some gang member roles or some shit. Like, excuse my language. Let me rob a bank in the movie. Let me do some Ocean's 13 or 14 or something.
No, see, if you're going to act, if you're going to become the next actor, you got to do something like a love story or, you know, something like that.
I do the Notebook. You don't know how I get with these little shorties out here, man. I be singing them songs of love and you know what I'm saying? I'm a mushy-gushy type of dude because all the anger and stuff that I do for work all the time, I got to get aggressive and sparring and training and fighting. So when I meet a cutie, I give her all the love.
So there it is. It's all in it. And I got to tell you this. I know that we talked about it briefly out in Vegas, but I want to say it publicly. The best thing that I saw in Las Vegas that entire week long was Platinum Mike Perry wearing an Ape Man Strong hat. How cool is it to be Ape Man Strong?
It's pretty cool, man. I mean, I wish they cut me a check. No, they gave me some stuff because Coach Frank Lester put me onto the demo or whatever. Like, I've known about them, but he supports them, and they send him stuff, and he rocks it. So I follow my coach. You know what I mean? And Coach Frank Lester gave me a couple of things that they sent to him, and I was happy to rock them for him and get their name out there. Who runs that, man? Who is that? Is Brian Stan involved in that? Who's in that?
No, he's not involved in it. It's two brothers out of Arizona, so I'm right at least on one of them. And they're really good guys. Started to get involved. You know, the company started in the weightlifting, bodybuilding. It's branched off, obviously, into MMA. They now have, you know, quite a bit of fighters that they support. Now they're trying to get into the NFL as well. And these guys are taking over. So what I normally say is get involved with us at 8-Man Strong or get out of our way because 8-Man Strong is blowing up.
Hey, good for them, man. More support to them for sure. So, hey. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. As long as people know that Platinum Mike Perry is as strong as an ape man, we good.
There you go. It is all good. Mike, thanks for your time. Let's get you on again before the fight, and then I'm going to be broadcasting out there the week of the fight, so hopefully we can have you on live that Wednesday.
All right, bro. Sounds good, man.
All right, Mike. Talk to you soon. Mike Perry, and we always talk about bandwagon and jumping on. You know one thing for sure.
Yes.
We were Mike Perry before Mike Perry was Mike Perry.
Yeah, he was a local kid from Orlando, awesome. You know, working his way up.
Yeah.
Glad to see him out with, I'm sure his game is elevated just being around their quality and training partners.
Has to.
With, you know, Jackson Winkle.
John.
John.
Winkle John. John.
Winkle John. It's like three first names.
It's Jackson Wink MMA. It's Greg Jackson and Winkle John.
Well, that group. Okay. So,
yeah,
what about the talent coming out of that gym? Just your training, sparring partners every day has to elevate his game. I mean, this should be the best Mike Perry we've ever seen.
Well, you know, and again, I went more, not even talking MMA per se, because I wanted to talk to him. You know, that Paul Felder fight, you know, was supposed to be the next big thing.
Sure.
And look what Mike was able to do. I think Mike is on the verge of exploding. And I think, as awful as this sounds, and I've even correlated this to our softball team when we talk that as well. A loss, when you're undefeated, a loss is the best thing that can ever happen to you.
Sure.
You don't want to ever lose. But once you taste that and you feel that and you never want to feel that again, you know, when Mike first started, you know, undefeated and, you know, just coming into brawl. And I think he's become a better fighter. And you're right, being out there with Jackson Wink MMA, only bigger, better things. And this is a big fight. And I think it's a big fight because of the name Cowboy Cerrone.
Sure. No, I mean, even though Cowboy's a journeyman and takes every fight and has, what, 40-something fights under his belt?
He had 47 fights last year.
Right. You know,
and so, I don't mean totally.
Right,
I mean just in
right,
the,
just
in,
MMA. Right. So, but I think he has a big name. I think it's a great test for Mike. And I'm glad to see he's taking his career serious and not just staying local, staying in his same camp in Orlando. I think after that, I think the Max Griffin fight really woke him up to, hey, I have a chance to really do something in the sport. I got to take it more serious and get what people can make me better.
Well, and you have to. And I think a lot of times, you know, like Mike said about, you know, stepping out, being a little uncomfortable. It's hard to do that.
Sure.
You know, it's easy to stay comfortable. It's easy to stay close to him. I should know. I mean, I had had opportunities 5, 10, 20 years ago, and I didn't want to step out.
Sure.
I didn't want to leave.
Leaving your family, you're leaving your comfort zone, your home, your community.
One of the very few people that I do listen to. Now, I've only listened to him a couple times just because I don't listen to other sports shows, but Jason Fitz, who is such a cool guy.
Okay.
I mean, an unbelievably cool guy. He went to Juilliard at 10.
Wow.
Then he became the band director of the band Perry. And what he did is he stepped out of his comfort zone and quit the band Perry.
Okay.
He was a violin player, unbelievably talented, stepped out of his comfort zone. And what did he do? He's now a talk show host.
Yeah.
He went to ESPN, and he lives in Connecticut. His wife lives in Nashville. I mean, that's getting outside of your comfort zone.
Sure.
And, you know, I really respect him. You know, for doing that, for following your dreams. And Mike stepping out from Orlando, getting away from the Orlando gym where he was either the best or one of the top two.
Sure.
You know, I know he trained with Alex Nicholson. You know, out there at Jackson's in New Mexico, Albuquerque, that is, there are a dime a dozen, these great fighters.
Well, there's schools that are just turning out top people. I mean, America Top Team and – Yeah, it's the same thing. So, I mean, how important it is for these fighters to get into those camps? I mean, do they accept anyone? Is it a money thing?
Every gym is different.
Do you buy your way into that, or do you have to earn your way into it?
Again, every gym is different. I can't answer for every gym.
Okay.
I only know what I know about Jackson Winklejohn. At Jackson Winklejohn, you don't sign a contract. You didn't. I don't know. Things change.
Okay.
When I went out there to Albuquerque, you don't sign a contract with Greg Jackson.
Okay.
You pay Greg Jackson whatever you want to pay Greg Jackson.
Okay.
So if you're making more, you pay him more. If you're making less, you pay him less. Some people haven't even paid him. At Jackson Wink, they kind of get together as a team and decide if they want to bring in another. Because, again, it can cause dissension. We know about problems that's happened out there with John Jones and Rashad, what's going on now with Cowboy and Mike. But it's a business as well.
Sure.
So I don't know. At that gym, I'm pretty sure you can't buy your way in. I mean, that's so successful, and they have the names. And I'm sure there are some gyms that can use the money and, yeah, sure, pay us. Well, you know, but you have to be really, really careful, because one chink in the armor can affect the whole thing. Look at this program. We were on our way up.
Yeah, we were climbing. We were sky high.
And then you became the Coco.
And it held it in place. we're not going anywhere, buddy. Just travel in.
You know, I'm expecting a really good, is a meme? Is that what those things are called, those pictures?
Sure.
I'm expecting a really good meme of like a crack in the armor or something. And,
okay.
You know.
Some big dummy standing behind it.
From the president. The president doing some really, really good things. All right. So something happened the other day.
Okay.
And we have a couple of minutes, so I want to talk about it.
All right.
You own a restaurant.
I do.
Okay. I want your opinion, and then I'm going to tell you the right way how this should have been handled.
All right.
Okay. So at a particular eatery.
All right.
There's happy hour prices.
Sure.
Somebody came in during happy hour prices.
Okay.
And asked if they could order to go.
Okay.
As a business owner, how would you have handled that?
Well, is it set up to be a dine-in only special? Are there restrictions going into it?
Can't answer that. Let's make up our answers as we go.
I mean, look.
We're going to say it's dine-in only.
As a restaurant owner who cares deeply about customer service and the customer experience, I'm never going to try to make a customer unsatisfied and never try to make something work. So if they wanted to go, even if it's after this time slot ended, let's say it's 6 o'clock, I'll honor it at 6:10, just because I don't want to have any negative press.
I could ask you another question, but it would cost you money, so I won't ask you that one.
But
here's the correct way to kind of handle that, if you're asking me.
Sure.
If you're going to go to wherever this place is, and you're going to order food,
okay,
why don't you order 30 wings during the happy hour, or 40 wings, or whatever. You eat a handful of wings, and then you get a box, and you take the rest of them home.
Yeah.
There's not even a question of... Sure.
Well, I mean, some happy hours have limits on how much quantity you can do it. I mean, you know, like I have a $5 pizza on Wednesdays, or $4 starting at 4 o'clock, but I don't honor that for my catering services. I mean, I can't, if somebody walks, hey, I want to do 100 pizzas, you know, I can't sell 400 pizzas or 100 pizzas for $400. It's crazy. You know, so I have to have limits. I do 2 per person, and that's it. Sometimes I'll throw a third one in, but I don't want to make anybody unhappy.
I do need to thank you publicly. I don't know if I've done it publicly. Next Thursday,
is it tomorrow or next Thursday?
It's next Thursday.
Next Thursday at the Hooters.
And I am so regretting what I'm about to tell you I did.
Oh, I'm going to write this down so I have a record of it.
No, it's a record.
Okay.
It's definitely a record.
Because nobody's listening to the show, so I won't have any witnesses.
Next Thursday,
yep,
there is a big charity event for Scott Brantley.
At the original Hooters in Clearwater, Florida.
Exactly. They're going to have, I was talking to the guy today, they have football signed by... Jameis Winston and Steve Spurrier. And
do you want me to sign one of those?
Would you just be quiet?
Okay, I will. I got a pen.
Just stick with me. You know what?
I'm sticking.
I'm not going to tell you.
No, tell me.
We're going to hit a break. the heck with you. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment.
With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Player Show. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th UFC on Fox.
All right, we are back from Sports Pizza, Indiana Avenue, and 4th Street in St. Pete. Still need to talk about NFL. Still need to talk about what happened with the Tampa Bay Bucs this week.
Yes.
Need to talk about the bench-clearing brawl last night. And do you retaliate tonight, even though it's the playoffs?
Correct. Okay.
Back to what we were talking about. Next Thursday, out at the Hooters, the original Hooters, Gulf to Bay. And, yes, for people listening across the country and across the world, Hooters was started in the Tampa Bay area.
Right here, Gulf to Bay.
The very first one, Gulf to Bay, Ed Drosty and his partners. So they're going to have a huge auction. Yeah. They're going to do a live radio show. Scott Brantley and his wife will be there as well towards 6 o'clock hour or so. You were kind enough, even though I said it before you said yes. You still said yes.
Of course.
And I want to thank you. They are going to auction off a pizza party for 20 that will go down at a mutually agreed upon time here at the Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street. Here's what I regret.
Okay.
I still have time to change my opinion, change this.
Sure.
Because I haven't said it publicly yet.
All right.
So I really should. I know better. If I hear from Grossman or Eric in the next 3 seconds, I won't say it.
No, say it. Go ahead.
They're not going to auction it off next Thursday. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Why not?
Because you are.
Oh, all right.
I knew.
Yeah.
I figured.
Right.
I figured. You are going to go out there, okay, and you are going to auction it off yourself.
Sweet. They want me that I could be an
Whatever you want to. You're not going to MC. Okay. You're just going to auction off your item.
Okay. Sweet.
So if you want to come,
I'll be there anyway. So
naked, perfect. Like how you like to travel,
like my wings.
That's entirely up to you.
I dress like I like my chicken wings.
So I'm going to regret this. I've been involved with Hooters for a long, long time.
Me too.
That might come to the end.
It's probably my favorite restaurant.
That might come to an end.
No.
Me sending you out there.
That's great. Now, can we talk about some combat sports?
Fights.
We got some good fans out there. I mean, did you see the Canelo signing?
Yes. Yes.
What?
How much was it? Three?
$365 million guaranteed, 11-fight contract.
Whether he has 11 fights or not.
It's a streaming service that just debuted, a year ago in the U.S.? So, I mean, this is game-changing. This changes pay-per-view. This changes everything. The whole game.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if it changes.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm just saying, if they don't make their money back, if they're paying him 300 and something and they don't make 450, 500 million.
Is this not the richest athlete on the planet right now? Did that just make him the richest?
No. Nowhere near the richest athlete. This is the richest deal.
Right, right. Not combined earnings over a lifetime. Right. I mean, obviously, Tiger Woods would be close to a billion.
Well, Ronaldo.
Right.
You know, he's was up there. Dollar. I mean, there's a lot of those guys. So, no, he is not. But deal, you know, that's ever gone down. And good for him. But
because I know the Yankees signed Carlos Stanton to
100 something. Bryce Harper's going to get. He wants a half.
$300, $320
Who?
Carlos Stratton.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, and the Yankees are out of the playoffs. I mean, how do you spend that kind of money on a roster and not make it this deep into the playoffs?
Because it's a team sport.
Right.
So it doesn't really matter.
But the Yankees got so much money, firepower.
It's
but
not money. It's not money. It's talent. You can have all the money in the world. Like
this show.
Well, we don't have money or talent. So that's the thing about this thing. We don't have either one. But let's talk about some talent for a second.
Sure.
The beatdown that Fedor gave Chael.
Unbelievable.
The beatdown.
Ryan Bader.
That
put
Ryan
on
Bader gave
Matt Mitrione.
Yep.
Complete domination. And that's not a slouch. Matt Mitrione, the meathead, is not a slouch. That's not just a walkthrough like nobody. But he made him look terrible.
And good for him.
30-25,
30-26, 30-26, I believe.
It wasn't even close.
No, it wasn't. But we all knew that's what Ryan Bader needed to do. That's what Ryan Bader had to do. And we're all going to assume, and you know what that means, that's how Ryan Bader beats Fedor as well.
Right.
Now, Fedor, a little bit more talented on the ground, but Ryan Bader...
Fedor's a better striker. I mean, Fedor's a better striker than Chael.
Oh, than Chael, of course.
No question. So, yeah. So for Bader, this is the toughest match he could have got.
What I liked is what Fedor said, who he wanted to fight. Now, Ryan pretty much said, you know, the same professional stuff, but let's be honest. You want to fight Fedor. You want to fight Fedor 10 years ago. You wanted to fight Fedor 2 weeks ago. You want to fight Fedor January 25th in L.A. It's Fedor.
Right.
Fedor said, I want to fight the better fighter.
Sure.
I mean, that's a politically, that's a professional. And I'm looking forward to this. I'm excited about this.
Can I ask a question, though?
And I'll be there for it.
Well, I mean, this weekend you had both the fights on the same weekend, right? So yeah, Friday night was the Bader fight.
Yeah, and you know how what they did? So the team went, Bellator did their face-offs and everything in Times Square, I believe, on Thursday.
Okay.
Then they took a bus. It's only 2 hours, no big deal, up to Connecticut.
Okay.
The fight was Friday. Then they took a bus back to New York City for Saturday.
Yeah, but why wait till January for this fight to go down for the heavyweight title? Like, why can't they do it while it's fresh in our mind? Why we? I mean, why such? Why? Really? Do they need that big a buildup?
Do they need it or do they want it? Now they have other fights already scheduled up. Again, we're almost in November,
right.
So really we're only talking 2.5 months. You want? Let's just pretend for a minute, just for a minute.
Okay.
Pick a fight. Pick either one of those fights, Ryan's fight or Fedor's fight.
Okay.
In this case, we'll pick them both.
Right.
Let's just say one of them was in a fight. Because neither of those fights, and I don't mean it disrespectfully to Chael, and Chael is the originator of the one-liners, and what he said was classic.
What is that?
And we'll get to that in one second. But let's just say one of those two gets hurt. They win the fight, but they get hurt.
Right.
Now, they had an alternate ready to go, like the old-school UFC tournaments. But this is what you want. You want Ryan Bader, the winner of the fight on Friday, to fight Fedor, the winner of the fight on Saturday.
Both healthy, time off, time to go to camp, train for just that fight. So you have the best spectacle on January.
Exactly. Okay. What Chael said is nobody can pull this off except for Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen got Bellator to pay him and to pay his training partners to get ready for Chael to fight Ryan Bader for the light heavyweight title.
Really?
Now, Chael's going to talk his way into that fight.
Sure.
We already know that. So Chael said his plan all along, and I'm not saying this is true. I'm just saying this is what Chael said, who, by the way, wore 8-man strong Saturday night. Good for him. Chael said his goal all along was to fight Ryan Bader for the light heavyweight title.
Wow.
So now he's been able to train and fight bigger guys to get ready to fight Ryan Bader next year.
I don't know if that's a smart strategy for Chael.
It's a great strategy.
Because Ryan Bader was a beast on Friday night.
But it's a great strategy. And again, it's two entirely different things.
Right.
Matt Mitrione and Chael Sonnen are two different things.
Correct.
Chael, can he, will he, could he stop a takedown? Chael, who is also a wrestler. I mean, to me, I enjoy those fights more than I enjoy the old school UFC fights, meaning a stand-up boxer is going to fight a wrestler.
Right, of course.
You know, we all knew one or two things was going to happen.
We just saw that with Khabib and McGregor. That's exactly what that was.
That is.
So it's the same, two different styles, two different guys with strengths, and whoever got the first opportunity wins the match.
We talked about this briefly in the Tampa Bay Buccaneer locker room earlier today. Khabib calling out Mayweather. A, that's a joke.
Stupid.
Well, it's not stupid.
Fight
is a joke.
Right, but nobody wants to see that.
But if Khabib can talk his way into a $100 million fight, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if he can do it for him personally, great. But for the fans and for the sport, it's terrible.
No one
wants to see it. I mean, we don't. Nobody believes that Khabib has any stand-up or striking ability.
Even though he did knock Conor McGregor down.
Yeah.
A little patty-pat knockdown.
Well, but speaking of Chael, I mean, did you see what he said about the McGregor melee or the aftermath of where he threw the punch in the ring? And he was talking about how he was a licensed fighter inside the octagon at his place where he was supposed to be.
Safe.
And that anyone that got within arm reach was subject to being a threat.
I'm okay with what Conor did.
Yeah?
1,000% I am. Absolutely.
Okay.
For that reason.
Because he was in the place where he was supposed to be.
Nobody's supposed to be in there.
Right.
Khabib's supposed to be in there. That's it. I have no problems with anything that Conor did. And neither, even though he has been temporarily suspended, neither will the Nevada State Athletic Commission. You watch. When this is all played out, you know, they didn't hold up his money. They held up Khabib's.
Right.
I have no issues
and
at
Khabib
all.
Khabib came public with that. He made a big Instagram post about loyalty and about...
Which I love.
Not fighting again and keep my money since you still have it. And you know, this is all about our
See, WWE offered him a contract?
Did they really?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Yeah. We should have talked to Titus about it last night. See how he feels about it.
Yeah, he was busy promoting food.
He was busy eating last night.
Well, as what we all were.
No, it was a great event.
As we all were.
And he was a great dude, man. Like Titus was awesome last night. So for those of you local, the Tampa Bay food fight, Battle of the Bay, St. Pete versus Tampa, all the restaurants came together for Metropolitan Ministries. Titus O'Neill was the host. It's awesome.
Great and event. Connor was at the Cowboys game.
I saw that. He motivated the guys.
Speech. Yeah, well. Dak and Elliot both did what? What did they both do?
I don't know.
They did the Vince McMahon strut.
Really?
Well, they didn't do the Connor strut. Connor stole it from Vince McMahon.
Okay. Got
I mean, come on. Vince has been doing that for 15, 20 years.
Sure.
You know, now Connor does it.
Like, do you like this new age of athletes that they're so rich and famous that they can lose in their sport and go out and do publicity things like the Cowboys and pep rallies and rah, rah, rah? Wouldn't an old-fashioned fighter be so devastated by the loss? They would have gone back to their camp, gone back into, like, kind of underground, worked on their flaws, worked on their mistakes. You know, do you like that? Then, you know, the guy loses, and then he's out there promoting football and antics.
You know, I mean, I could answer that three different ways. The right way, the wrong way, and my way.
Perfect.
You know,
answer it your way.
What are they supposed to do? They're supposed to pull a pillow over their head and hide for 6 months?
I think old fighters used to. I think champions do. I think when they get beat.
So you think when Muhammad Ali lost that he went into hiding?
I think Muhammad Ali was the first of the McGregors. I think he started this whole show, this whole, like, doesn't matter about the fight. I'm still famous. I'm still better than all of you. He started the showboat thing. I mean,
didn't Jesus start it?
Jesus did.
Didn't he start it? Wasn't he the first, you know, talker?
He did walk on water. And that's pretty awesome.
Well, and Moses separated the sea.
And Khabib jumped over an octagon. So we've seen it all.
Have you seen the new t-shirts?
They're amazing.
I'm considering it.
The Air Khabib shirt.
The Air Khabib.
Unbelievable.
I think it's pretty funny.
Whoever came up with that, I mean, that's genius.
Well, it's sure not trademarked. Why don't we come up with it?
I'm sure it's Nike's. I'm sure they have it now.
Anybody can make it.
Yeah, that's true.
You can have anybody with a silhouette.
So for the next fight for Khabib, I mean, is it Ferguson?
It has to be.
Is it going
to
be a rematch?
Well, it doesn't have to be. It's one of two things. It's Ferguson or it's the money fight with Connor.
Okay.
And a lot of scuttlebutt, a lot of talk, a lot of people thinking that Connor was at the Dallas Cowboy game for a reason to kind of just start the muddy talks and that they could have all four on that card in Dallas at Jerry's World.
That would be... I mean, how many does that stadium hold? I mean, how many?
100 and some thousand.
That would be the largest event.
And there was talk of a fight being there, of UFC MMA fight being there, you know, before. So could you imagine? And here are some of the issues.
Okay.
Will Connor demand to be the main event? Because he can't be. He can't be the main event if he's not fighting Khabib.
Right. Of course.
In a perfect world, Khabib fights Tony Ferguson. You have three. Diaz, Connor, three is the co-main.
Okay.
And you sell out Jerry's World. And I believe it's 100 and some thousand stadium seats. Well, now you're going to put seats on the floor, too.
Sure.
You could put...
Oh, man. I mean, that would be a spectacle. But, I mean...
And why would you want to say...
But why would Connor take that fight against Diaz? He has nothing to gain from...
Just another money fight. It's still competition, if that's his main concern. Competition. That he claims?
I don't know, man. I think that's a bad strategy.
So who do you want him to fight?
I think he has to hold out. He has to wait for McGregor or Ferguson.
Well,
he has to wait for Ferguson.
He's going
to
fight himself.
He has to wait for... He could. No, he has to get past... He has to wait for Ferguson to dismember Khabib. And Ferguson's going to just rock
so
that
kid. Ferguson then beats Khabib, so Connor's just going to go for the belt, and he's not going to go for the rematch with
Khabib? I don't think he has any reason to go back to Khabib. I don't think he's going to go back to Khabib. He can't beat Khabib.
He can't beat Ferguson.
He has a better chance of beating Ferguson.
Hold on a second. Let's discuss this as semi-educated people.
Okay.
You're saying Tony Ferguson destroys Khabib.
Yes.
You just said Khabib destroys Conor. Conor can't ever beat Khabib.
Yes.
So how is he going to beat Ferguson when Ferguson's going to destroy Khabib in your world?
Well, I think.
Where does Conor beat Tony Ferguson?
I think he beats Ferguson. I think Ferguson's too wild. I think it fits into Conor's style better. I mean, Anthony Pettis had his shots. Anthony Pettis had his chances in that fight. I mean, you know, I think Conor's style.
He knocked him down.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it was
back and forth. I mean, you know, Tony wasn't, he didn't walk out of that fight unscathed. He didn't walk out of there untouched. So I think that plays more into Conor's strengths.
But it also means that that's a better fight. You know, when somebody comes in like the two we just talked about, I'm not sure Matt Mitrione threw a punch. I'm sorry. I'm not sure Matt Mitrione landed a punch.
Yeah, I didn't see one.
I know Chael didn't land a punch.
Right.
So which fight is a real fight? I mean, Tony Ferguson showed something, that he fought somebody that landed some punches that knocked him down, almost knocked him out, and he was able to fight through that and come back and win the fight. Or is it better the other way, where these two guys honestly had a cakewalk?
Well, I know I'm going to get ridiculed by the president of the Randy regime and all the other, you know, fans of the show, but
I don't even have to say anything to get ridiculed.
Well, but I think that the things that made the MMA and the UFC so great was that mixed martial arts, the different disciplines, like, you know, takedowns and wrestling and kicks and strikes and elbows.
I train UFC.
And pissed, you know, or fist, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I think it's one of those things where, like, now it's getting to be kind of like, it's not as exciting. I think that's why bare knuckle boxing is taking off so much, because, you know, if you're just going to let two guys just, you know, wrestle and hold each other and, like, cage control and up against the fence and really just smother the guy until the time runs out. You know, I think guys are looking for more action. Like,
that's all GSP was, though. That was the GSP fight.
Yeah.
That's every Chael fight.
Well, I think that's like a lot of these guys, that's their strategies. You know, just go in and control the guy, control the, you know.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Keep him on the ground.
It's called winning. Move.
Well, of course. But that's why they open the door for bare knuckle boxing and things like that. I think people actually want to see, if you're just going to stand there and bang with the guy, let's just do that. Don't worry about holding him down for three rounds.
When I go get to Biloxi this weekend, third event of bare knuckle boxing, the heavyweight title on the line with Sam, you know, who's been on the show a couple times. I'm going to try to talk to some of the commission, you know, about it. Like, why? How? How are you getting involved? Why are you getting involved? Why did it take so long? You know, and I'll see if that's some of their reasons.
Because now Johnny Hendricks is coming over.
Other organization.
Different organizations. But, I mean, you have a lot of bare knuckle guys coming over. So either it's one, to prolong their careers.
It's definitely to prolong their careers. But a lot of these guys, let's be honest. You know who would be a great bare knuckle boxer? Quentin Rampage Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
You know, guys that want no part of going to the ground. Guys who, that's their game, the stand-up game. The problem is they're in the baby steps.
The Derek Lewis's.
Yeah, we still need to talk about that. Well, but it's just a no-brainer for a guy that just wants to stand up and brawl. Well, Tank Abbott. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers today were talking about, may he RIP, Kimbo Slice.
Yeah.
You know, so this is perfect right up their alley.
I mean, put Wilder in there versus a ESPN mascot. Was that bare knuckle?
Talk about that for a second.
What was, like, he said?
Is he going to get sued?
No, he said he didn't know it was a real person.
So is he going to get sued?
I mean, probably. I mean,
explain to people who may not know what you're talking about.
So Deontay Wilder is the boxing heavyweight champ, right? I mean, he's a 40-0, just a monster in the ring, just crushing people. I mean, not even fair, just crushing through heavyweights. And so he did a promo where, like, he wanted to demonstrate the punching technique. And so he punched the mascot inside a big costume.
All right, let me ask you.
Allegedly broke the guy's jaw, but apparently turned out not to be injured, according to reports that I saw.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
I saw that. What?
How can you see a mascot walking around and not know that a person is in the costume.
He claimed that he thought it was
a robot,
clickbait, or what do they call it? Like I don't know what
fake news.
Fake news. A robot.
How do you not know that a person is walking around? It's walking. It's not gliding.
If you ever been to Milwaukee, you know the hot dog races around the outfield. I mean, those guys. One of those guys got hit with like a baseball bat or something, right? Wasn't there some kind of crazy?
Right. But there's guys in it. More people, because it could be females. We don't know.
Right. But yeah, I mean, what a bonehead move on his part. I mean, that's just a lawsuit waiting to happen. But he did, in all fairness, he invited him to his fight on December 1st.
I would pass.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Wait for the lawsuit?
No, I'm not even saying I would sue him. It's like, wait a second. It's kind of like, you know, there's been times, and I just saw something not too long ago, and I don't remember what the ball was for. It was a home run ball or whatever, and the team came out and said, we'll give you a bat and this and that for the ball, because it was a memorable ball.
Right.
And the guy who got the ball said, no, listen, I just would like to meet whoever it was, whoever the person was. You know, shake his hand and maybe get a photo. And they declined.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, they said no. So he said, I'm going to keep the ball. And he sold it for like $1 million.
Wow. Well, there you go. I did see in like the playoffs, like the first round of I think it was the Boston versus the Yankees. They threw the home run ball back and the guy hit. It was Stratton, right? He was like grounded second and it hit him. And he kind of just like.
What would you do if you were at a baseball game?
Okay.
And it would be two different scenarios.
Sure.
One, like you already are, a non-fan. And two, let's say you were a fan.
Okay.
You were a fan of whatever that team is. What would you do with the ball?
Well, you got to throw it back.
Would you give it back?
No, you throw it back.
You throw it back.
Yeah, the opposing. And I would do the same thing. No, no, hit the runner.
Your team, your favorite team hits a home run.
Okay.
It's a memorable.
Oh, it's like a milestone ball. Like a 500 home run.
Who might be your favorite team?
I'll go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
All right, the St. Louis Cardinals. Ozzie Smith.
The greatest shortstop to ever play the game.
One of.
Like, the best entertainer of all.
I'm not going to.
Backflips.
I was the bat boy when Ozzie Smith played.
Oh, he was awesome.
I'm certainly not going to argue that at all. So, Ozzie hits his 500th home run,
okay,
which is probably 494 more than he hit. Right, you know, he didn't hit many.
Right.
What do you do? Do you throw it back? Do you give it back? Or what would you want in return for that Ozzie Smith baseball?
Oh, man. That's a good question.
I'm glad I came up with it.
I would want to keep it, you know, because it's like part of history, MLB history. But I would probably just give it back to the guy in exchange for photos and meet the guy. And
you could keep it and donate it to the Hall of Fame.
True.
And then your name would sit in the Hall of Fame forever.
That's true.
You know, it would still be yours.
Because I see the football players do that. They take the football after a meaningful thing, and they put it under their arm, and they run back to their little sideline.
There was a particular football player, a running back. He played in Dallas. He wore a 2 and a 2. He went to the University of Florida, and he's in the Hall of Fame, allegedly. Every touchdown he scored, he would take it back, mark it, and then it would go to Pensacola, where his memorabilia store was, and it would get sold.
Wow. I see. I didn't know that.
What one piece of memorabilia in any sport would you want? Something come to mind? Now, I have something in my mind. And what's so bad?
This is probably the Rocky robe from Rocky V.
Honestly, it's not. It's Randy Macho Man Savage's robe.
Okay.
Which I had.
I knew it would be a robe.
And we auctioned it off.
I mean, mine would probably be.
Thanks to Jimmy Hart.
Rest in peace, Dennis Hoff. Or was it Hoffman? Hoffman? Who's the brothel king out in Vegas?
Did he just die?
He died, yeah, yesterday.
I just saw
or
something.
Today, what was his name? Dennis?
Hoffman? Hoffman? Yeah, I don't know.
But, I don't know.
Never been there, so I don't know.
No? No Lamar Odom vacation side trips?
A acquaintance of mine is the one who found him.
Ron Jeremy?
A friend of mine.
Oh, Ron Jeremy, the porn star, found him dead. No. He was the one that discovered his body.
You're talking about Odom.
Oh, you're talking about Dennis Hoffman.
No, a friend of mine who is MMA media,
okay,
and he also does some comedy, and I believe he also co-hosts or hosts the Frank Mir radio program.
Oh,
he is the one that found Odom.
Okay. Wow. Well, I'm
for just, what that's worth.
So apparently this time it was Ron Jeremy, the famed porn star, who I've met. Actually met Ron in Vegas at the World Series of Poker tournament.
What I've thought of you has just gone down a couple notches. Just saying.
Gone down. Why?
Because
Jeremy's a legend. I mean, he's up there with some of these other athletes.
This is FCC radio. I cannot. I will not. No.
I just said his name.
No. I'm just saying. There's so many things I could say, but I'm not going to. I'm going to do the proper smart thing, and we're going to hit the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.